They're saying that's old news, Larry. Okay.
This is old news. This is old news.
But I never saw it. I never saw this. I never saw this. So, okay, here we are, everybody. We all good? We all back? So here we are. Somebody says, how could he not even address it? This is from the Nobody Likes Onions group. This guy Matthew posted. How could he not even address it? What does Daniel Fritz and Luke Carberry think about all this? Two of Patrick's closest. And Luke says, I'm waiting for a response. And Daniel Fritz says, this is what I want to know. We haven't heard from Fritz. He says, basically, it sucks to watch a friend get ripped apart, but I'm shocked he hasn't said anything yet. Also, as far as I know him, he isn't a dishonest person. You don't know him enough. Man, is Fritz really this brainwashed?
How could anyone think I'm a dishonest person? I mean, come on. Do I look like a dishonest person? Would a dishonest person print out business cards, put them all over Atlantic City? Case dismissed, Your Honor. Case dismissed.
7 hours old. Okay, let's go back to Melton watching. We're watching his big manifesto.
This is going up. There's nothing anybody can do about it. And by the way, this isn't in lieu of getting my money. I've got papers filled out here for small claims court. Next week, I'm busing down to Atlantic City.
That never happened. Next week.
Next week, I'm busing down. I even have the papers here. Printed these out myself. For small claims court, which I don't qualify for. I had to go to obese claims court. Cost a little bit more. Send in your sevens. I'm taking a bus next week.
He never took that bus. Cut to how many weeks later? He's never taken the bus. He needed a bonnet.
And I'm filing them. I'm getting my fucking money. You could have saved yourself all this fucking embarrassment of coming out. I'm getting the money. It's $15 to file in small claims court and a bus ride. And I'm a lonely, bored man.
That's true. Very true.
Moody, you had a great idea.
Your
initial idea. I mean, this is a classic thing, you know. Your first idea I told you this story.
A wild edit.
Was to set up a website.
Oh, right, yeah, that one. Okay. There's been lots of ideas.
So we have a website we built, and it's not open. I don't want to distract anybody right now and have them go to it or anything like that. So we have blocked it off for now, but it will be going up and we'll have all this stuff. And we've also have a SEO expert helping us make it the number one hits for things like Strip Search, Strip Club, Atlantic City Comedy.
What's this?
Kobe Fryer, Butch Bradley, Butch Bradley's Comedy Hideaway. You know,
Hideaway.
All the big hits on Google. We're going to make this site come up. Well, and we were able to secure a very good domain for this, hideawaycomedy.com. Very, very proud of this domain, Moody.
I'm the master of my domain. Good.
I mean, hideawaycomedy.com. The thing is, they had hideawayac.com, which I guess is what they had when it was a strip club. So when they converted over to a comedy club, they didn't even fucking bother to buy a new domain name. And why would you? They are $6.
They've put no effort into any SEO stuff. If you go to their actual website, there's still like a little banner thing across the bottom saying that the site was designed for free on Wix.com. These guys couldn't even like put out a little bit of money to buy hosting. They've paid the $10 a year or whatever it is for the domain, and that's it.
People think I'm distraught. I'm giddy. This is like, I'm holding back the most fucking energy I've ever had.
People think I'm distraught. I'm giddy. What are they talking about? Distraught? Does this look like a guy who's distraught? I'm giddy. Talented people all around me.
All around me are tons of people. Drink tickets, small claims court forms. Parting early is when Shuvi rises. Going to his office, the house is all to myself. And you think that this is funny? It's really kind of strange. The kid that I'm living with is the age I was 8 years ago. And you think it's kind of funny, but it's really kind of sad. The only fucking person that ever likes me was my dad. I mean, was my dad.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. I will be imitating him for the rest of the night.
It's insane.
I'm bubbling. You didn't want to do this?
I'm telling. No, no.
I think you're
no,
so
I didn't
glad
want. No,
can.
I didn't want to do it because I know what's coming. These listeners are insane. These listeners are bananas. This is going to be a fucking shitstorm.
This is going to be a shitstorm.
This could have been avoided.
Could have been avoided.
Yeah, I didn't want to pull the trigger. The trigger's pulled, and I'm fucking giddy. I was dancing around.
I was having a great time. I was dancing. I won an award. People were like, where did you get those moves? I was dancing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you were dancing. Where? So why, there was a small tremor running through New Jersey around that time? Were you dancing on a fault line?
There's hits.
Fat fuck.
Before the show.
I was dancing.
Guys, we
dancing
we,
with the stars.
Have this campaign up. So right now,
dancing
go to,
with the stars.
You're pretty much just going to get met with a look, splash page.
This is what his graphic...
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my graphic designers. Yep. If Butch Bradley thinks that he's going to pull one over on me, he's got one thing coming. Oh, does he have one thing coming? My graphic designers have drawn him. They've put Butch better have my money. Which, by the way, is a play on a Rihanna song. Get it? Butch better have my money. He's gonna see this. He's gonna say, what's the point of even living? And he's gonna be very scared.
Jesus Christ, Patrick, if you thought drawing one cartoon of Butch would destroy him, what have our cartoons, memes, and photoshops done to you? This and much more on the next Mountain Watch.
Right now, which features a very unflattering cartoon of Butch. And you know what? I like Butch, but nobody wants a cartoon like this.
Nobody wants a cartoon
of them.
Nobody wants a cartoon of this. Trust me. A mild caricature. Not since going to the theme park would you get something like this. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants a character like this. Trust me. It's basically him, but, like, looking crazy. Nobody wants this.
Okay, so proof that our... And then he says our attack doesn't mean anything? If nobody wants this, then have you killed yourself yet, Patrick? That's what I want to know.
Nobody wants this. There's now one person who would be okay with a mild doodle of them being drawn that nobody saw until Mike played it on Red Bar. Nobody. Mike drop.
Up and around? Butch better have my money? Butch better have my money! This is embarrassing. And you know what? This is going to be SEO'd to shit. Telling the story about how there's multiple comics you're not paying? With these teeth? That shouldn't be allowed. That's a bad thing. You know, and I want, and that, and you, nobody's going to be happy about that cartoon.
Yeah, it's
there's not a soul in the world. Nobody's going to be happy about that. I'd probably move to Edinburgh.
You've lost your fucking fat mind. Your mind is no longer, it's just, you ate one too many Fritos. I don't know what to say. Your diabetes might have sunk into your brain.
It's similar to the Cliff Cash cartoon, I think. He did not appreciate
another guy that
I wanted people to be able to find the website, though, easier. So I thought maybe some more domains would be good to set up. So we also got achideaway.com.
You're not going to want to go there.
acstandup.com, standupac.com, comedyac.com, aclaughs.com. This one's just kind of fun. Bitchbradley.com.
People are going to go to these domains. They're going to see the caricature. I mean, how is he going to even get to sleep knowing this caricature is online?
I have to talk about this in my own voice. He drew a caricature of the comedy club owner and then bought domains that are similar to Hideaway AC. And he thinks that people will go here and be like, a cartoon of the club owner? Oh my God, I'm not going to this club. He has a cartoon of him? Ew. And he thinks the club will lose all their money. This is what Patrick Melton is capable of doing. Now, compare this to what I've done in the last 3 days. Do you think I'm scared of Melton if he thinks this is something that's bad? I mean...
That's really unfair to do. We may or may not have got butchbetterhavemymoney.com. How much money does a normal person spend on not getting
paid?
You are the biggest, fattest clown I've ever seen in my life. How could anyone take you seriously, Edinburgh?
Hey, I don't know. And whatever it takes to get your fucking attention. We may or may not have also gotten a really bad one here.
Look at this. Hold on to your laptop.
This one's bad.
Hold on here, the side rails of
somehow
your computer chair.
We ended up with KobeFryer.com, which is just the partner's name. Yeah. And that's a good one. F-R-I-E-R.
Whew.
Printed out the receipt so I can write this off. I'm going to write this off for tax purposes, so I printed out the receipt.
What are you talking about? We've let this go on for too long. You're fucking nuts. We need to get him committed. We need to call a mental institution. Who thinks having receipts for this is hilarious? I'm calling the mental institute. We're locking you up. Have you ever seen it's a show? American Horror Story. The next season should be called American Horror Story.
Melton.
It's about podcasting. How do you write things off when you don't pay your taxes? Yeah, good one, Cameron.
Because this is a bit for my show. So all those domains we got, and that site will open up when we're done with the show here and have all the stories and all the stuff. And, we'll congregate the tweets and the hashtags there.
Oh my God, I forgot that if I blow up my cheeks, I could look even fatter. Let me just... Damn it. I forgot you can't talk while blowing up your cheeks. Fuck, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to gain weight. Should I do that? Should I just pig out for a year so I could be his size so I could do a perfect imitation? No.
Facebook group, of course, nobodylikesonions.com/Facebook.
That's locked down.
We'll be sharing things they're doing.
Yes. Yeah, so
I don't want anybody, you know, yeah, again, you know, we're not trying to do anything illegal here. We're in the right. We don't have to do anything illegal here. Let's have some fun with this.
Yeah. So the hope is next time a comedian such as yourself who was looking for a comedy club in Atlantic City would reach this website before stumbling on any other sort of comedy club website.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, my ideal thing here is, A, get their attention, fucking pay me. What the fuck is happening?
What the fuck, you fucking pieces of shit, you fucking pay me. But other than that, yeah, I just want to do a caricature.
Wait, what did he say right before that? Because it was funny. I wanted to imitate it.
Such as yourself, who was looking for a comedy club in Atlantic City, would reach this website before stumbling on any other sort of comedy club website.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, my ideal thing here is A.
My ideal thing. Tune in to Nobody Likes Onions, where I do an ideal thing to persons. My ideal thing is probably to... Not my ideal thing is to my fellow runner.
This is like a character. Please donate to me. I need £10,000 to fly to New York City and draw dicks all over Patrick's face while he sleeps.
Get their attention. Fucking pay me. What the fuck is happening?
What the fuck?
To you guys. Like, how do you let it go? How do you just let it
fucking
go?
Fucks.
You're out of your minds. And what do you think? Like, I'm just going to go like, oh, well, fuck.
That's what you did with me.
Well, fuck. What do you think I'm going to do? I fight. People know me. You don't mess with me. What did you think? I was just going to lay down and take it? Okay.
Yeah.
Does he know what your clout score is?
Yeah, I don't even know what any of that means. But but it's crazy. And you know what's funny? I went down to check for the check. Every day I go down and check the mail for the check to feel stupid because I love it.
I love feeling stupid. So I check the mail every day. And I go, just IRS stuff. And I feel stupid. Then I gotta walk up the stairs. So I use the elevator. People go, Patrick, you live on the third floor. Can't you just walk? Yeah. 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 But I wait for the elevator. Ding. Yeah. There's people in it. I gotta wait. I gotta move. I have some very talented neighbors.
I got a mailing today from the Borgata, which is a casino in Atlantic City, that was mailed out on the 27th, which is yesterday.
Explain that.
Mailed out from Atlantic City yesterday, received today.
Explain that one.
So I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
You know what? I'd at least confirm a fucking address.
Yeah, you fucking
fucks. I'd at least answer another adult's fucking text and phone call, businessman.
Yeah.
You know, because you're out posting pictures, you know, eating meals and on vacation. Mm. While I'm not getting paid. What the fuck do you think?
This guy won't pay me and he's still going to eat? You should be fasting. How dare you feed yourself while I haven't been paid? If I owed somebody money, do you think that I would be fucking eating dinner? Are you out of your mind? I would be sitting there starving myself.
This is a loser.
We've got another comic named James who's going to call in. Who's the another comic who hasn't been paid from this? I mean, just insane. Now, you've watched probably more of this video than you'd like to admit.
Yeah, I had to rewatch it quite a few times to transcribe all of it. So,
and what's your take on this whole sitch?
Oof.
By the way, that's not a beard. That's wing sauce all over Patrick's face.
I like wings. It's my one cheat food, as you could tell. My one cheat food is wings. Anyone who knows me knows that's my one cheat food. So I got these wings. You eat a couple of wings. Bum, 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 bum. Sorry. I drink cake batter.
It's I couldn't believe that this person is renowned for their crowd work. Because, I mean, as an MC, you're trying to set up your headliner to really succeed.
Yeah, and again, like, this dude's a headliner, so he's... It's just hosting's another skill. I don't think I'm a good host, you know, like... Uh-huh. He's very likable. He plays, you know, large venues. Someone people like him. But that's another thing. Like, his fatal flaw is he's trying to fucking make nice with everybody. And the problem is when you're running from person to person, from different thing to different thing, you can't, you know, you can't sustain that. Eventually, your whole fucking house of cards crumbles because your lies don't hold up.
Yeah. Just like it's now, not now, a song. There's a Netflix show called House of Cards. The thing's gonna fucking crumble, probably. Have you seen this show, Making a Murderer? I'm addicted.
Sorry, I'm losing my impression of him. I gotta get back into it.
I was told checks were cut the first time. You know, it's just not happening.
It's not happening.
Checks aren't being cut. It doesn't exist.
I'm not being paid.
I'm losing it.
You wouldn't pay $50 in fees for canceled checks and not go, hey, do we have the address right?
Who still mails checks, though? Like, just well,
that's the other
deposit.
Thing. That's the other thing. I think Butch told him I blew radio. I think Butch told him I was high and didn't do good shows. And I have all the fucking shit on tape.
Yeah.
And we can see who was professional and who wasn't. Because it's not going to look good for that club. Butch is on there talking about how the club's failing, how Kobe and him fight all the time. It's all on there.
That's all in the video. All of that. I mean, after you said it wasn't the first time he's moved people forward halfway through a show. I mean, after the first time that happened.
Well, I told him the next day, I was like, please don't move people up. I'm like, please don't move people up to the front who don't want to be there. And by the way, why wait till I'm about to go on and then rearrange the room? It just gives me a fucking weird energy to go into.
Fucking weird energy. All these fucking people with their weird energy. I'm just fucking sick of it. I'm done.
It's Patrick Melton's an impression of him that I've been doing tonight. If you're just tuning in, this isn't me. It's a pillow look. It's just an impression of this guy who we hate. And I've been watching today. Long story, trust me, it's very funny. Not real. This is Patrick Martisse. If you're just tuning in, this is Melton Watch Part 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 now. I don't know. I've been doing this all day. I have a lot of editing to do.
A lot of editing. This will be up in probably a month at my speed. Because there's a lot of editing to do. Some people go, but doesn't Mike edit his stuff and get it up within, like, you know, a couple hours? Maybe. Does Mike have the mind of a mongoloid? Yeah. Takes me a little longer to work iMovie than most. I have some very, very slow moving fingers and very little knowledge left in my brain for editing.
That's why it takes him so long. How much to whip out those bangers, Mike?
I'm not taking off my shirt.
I want Patrick naked.
Don't want to move to where they're not. Yeah, people don't want to move to where they're not.
Yeah. Whatever energy there was in the room, he made sure he snuffed all of it out. And then told everyone how fantastic you were, then got you on stage.
Yeah, like, I'm not shitting you. One woman is, like, crying, and then another woman, he takes her fucking phone and puts it in his pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, they just get berated. I do 20 minutes of just getting pounded by idiots yelling.
I loved it.
Brutal. Just brutal. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to say.
And they
want to
act like I wasn't professional? That's how they want to spin this now? Who's wearing a tie? We will take phone calls. Sorry, I've kind of been ignoring phone calls. So it's fine. Butch or Kobe has been trying to call in. 323-825-4990. You know, video for you tonight, Moody, huh?
I can put video on.
People would love to see you.
All right.
Well, you bash somebody.
I'm just in my
what a handsome
simple
boy.
House clothes. Yeah.
Simple house clothes. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Pretty cool stuff.
Oh, there's
Moody, everybody from New Zealand.
That's Patrick.
So I mean,
middle toe.
This is about the most legal pressure we can put on him.
So, I don't even know anymore. What am I doing? This isn't me. This fucking thing off me. Should we come here? Come on, come close, come close. Why are we telling you the story about my Bitcoin collection?
sorry. It's pretty much, it's ruining their, you know, somebody was actually checking into billboards around Atlantic City today. You know, it's off season there. It's winter.
Well, yeah, it's, as long as you're, I think, truthful and honest, if you're just recounting things from your side, I don't think that anyone can hold that against you. And that's what you're doing at the moment.
No, I know, but you know what? It's just like, you know, what? I don't even know what to say.
Sometimes I'm
thinking. And I don't think we'll play the video on
sometimes
this.
Sometimes I'm thinking about stuff, and I'm like, it's not even about. Fuck it.
It really happened. I mean, I didn't overdub the audio with hilarious fucking weird monster stuff. This is what's happening. Your leader, Part Rot Martin, Pit Sty Mukeman, is retarded. And maybe you were just like half paying attention when you were listening to shows, doing something else, cooking dinner. And you're like, So now you know that he's retarded, so we're all good now, right? Right. Yeah. So, Moody, you still think he's cool after watching this back? I'm going to give you one more chance. Or do you want to keep being some kind of weird Mr. Peanut with a toupee and Patrick Melton's only sidekick? Because okay, if you want to be, but you're going to have a way worse life than me.
It's because it's already been so fucking long.
Yeah, everything's been so fucking long out of here.
I have all that stuff, and I think we do roll that out. Because there's no easy, nice chronological way to show the video.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, we're getting a call from an unknown number.
Oh, what's this?
It's pretty sweet.
So you're not going to answer it?
No, I'm not confident at all. I'm terrified right now. No, I'll answer the phone.
He's never honest. He'll be like, why didn't you answer the phone? What, you don't want to talk to someone? Instead of going, I don't want to do that. He'll go,
no, I'll answer the phone. Of course I do. I'll answer the phone right now, but the guy hung up.
He does that with everything. And that's nerd rage.
Call in here, you call with a real number.
Call in here
with a real number, like Crazy Joe would say. Stop spoofing me.
Yeah, Crazy Joe is the problem, not me.
Because it'll mess your video up. You're on camera, and I'm not going to take an unknown number just to see. Probably a pizza guy. Just get pizza guys nonstop now. People think like the show is into pizzas and how they move.
Yeah, people think the show is into pizza. I wonder where they got that idea from.
Patrick, you have pizza sauce all over your face.
No, I don't. This is a beard.
Patrick, you have Parmesan all over your hands, and you're holding a pizza box.
No, these are my, these are my small claims court receipts.
No, that's a pizza box covered in grease. You ate a whole pizza.
No, I didn't. I didn't eat a whole pizza.
Patrick, we're watching videotape of the last 3 seconds where you devoured an entire pizza.
That's not me. Somebody's photoshopping me.
He's crazy.
But I just saw some band saying they were trying to call in earlier, and I didn't take their calls. I'm sorry. I have a lot of info to pump out early about this. There's a number going up on the screen.
Let's see this one.
let me try to add it.
People, they're all beneath
Hello,
me.
Hello, you're on with Moody and the Biz.
Hey, it's Butch. I'm real sorry about everything now.
I don't think this is
This
really
is a
Butch.
Hilarious prank call from a fan after all this. See, no one's taking it as serious as him. He didn't want that. He wants people to be like, holy shit, man, I can't believe it. Dude, we got to do something. But the first caller is, hey, it's Butch, I'm sorry. And it's so funny. It's so funny. And Patrick is not in the mood for jokes because of his epic failure in front of everybody.
Oh, no, it's Butch trying to do it. I'm real sorry.
That's not even what Butch sounds like at all.
Oh, no, it's Butch trying to do it.
This isn't him.
But Butch was, like, in the middle of a show right now.
No, I guess maybe he wasn't mad. He's happy, I guess. So, now I take it back. He wasn't annoyed that people are making jokes. He's happy that people are... You could see him. He's like,
oh, wow, people were listening. See, this is going to be a slam dunk. This is going to be a piece of cake. Fuck, why did I say that? Why did I just say that? Shoot me, I have to end. Go to the bathroom.
And then you hear his car start. You look out the window.
Zzz,
to the cake shop.
I mean, wait. It's Butch's assistant.
Oh, no, there's another number on the screen. Well, thanks for calling.
Listen, Patrick.
This sounds like my impression.
Okay, I can't do it. We got another serious call here. Hello? Nobody there? Nope. Well, just a bunch of really cool calls from people. Well, this is pretty much the info we wanted to get out there. And again, the stuff that'll be revealed on the website will be all the in detail.
Once this website is up, stuff. These people are through.
Yep.
So I'll be.
We
want to
kind of take over the social media for this club because they're not doing it. You know, we can dominate the search for these guys.
Mm-hmm. So hit the Twitter and do you want Yelp reviews as well?
Do I want Yelp reviews?
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, I don't want to do any...
Do I want Yelp reviews? Fuck, I didn't think that far. My spreadsheets only go up to Facebook. Well, I don't want to do anything illegal.
Okay, you're a giant pussy.
Anything illegal here, Moody, so I don't know the law regarding Yelp and its tendencies.
Okay.
Yeah, what's Yelp but even if, about? Is that the food
if
website?
If someone would have happened to go to Hideaway in Atlantic City and not have had a good time, they could write about it.
You can
it
leave a review and say they're not paying their comedians.
Yeah?
You know?
Some people aren't paying comedians.
Yeah, the things he says are just really weird. Like, he said something about, like, I'm a big fan. Who says, like,
yeah,
I'm sorry your check
just,
I'm sorry your check was delayed at all. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's like really
anybody who's a big
strange
fan, anybody who's a friend is fucking tracking a problem that they're causing in their friend's life.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of comedian you think I am that I can just live fucking not getting paid to not getting paycheck.
Like, these people aren't living from paychecks. They're not giving me my paycheck. Guys, I need these donations now. That's why I told this story. Because if I come up with, see, the listeners, if they think that I got fucked unfairly, they tend to donate much more after a sob story. Listen, I'm not asking you to donate, but, you know, I've been fucked over in some real hard times here.
I know we have a fundraiser every day, but that's not my fault. I need the money. So tomorrow, there's no show. It's a fundraiser. On Tuesday, we're having a fundraiser. And then on Thursday, I think we're going to have a fundraiser. And then we'll be here Friday with a fundraiser. And then 8 new hours of fundraisers on the Overdose. I've made more money off this show with 200 people than Adam Carolla's made in the last 6 years. But somehow I've blown it all on Barks Root Beer.
Let's continue. People hate him still. Are the rumors true as Patrick completely made of breadsticks? That's what they said. Somebody sent me an email.
What do you... Like, is that your thing? Do most comics just go away? What, do they knock 3 times? You don't answer, and they just go like, oh, well, I tried to get paid.
Well, yeah.
Let me just tell you something. This other comic, we've got all his... he's going to call in, too. But, I think he's calling in now. This might be him.
Oh, this is great.
Hello?
Listen, Patrick, it's me. It's Butch, you know. Kobe, Butch, whatever. I'm real sorry.
This is where he starts.
I just want to make amends.
He doesn't want this.
Yeah, what can we do?
Why aren't you on stage? And why do you have the show in the background, Butch? It's weird.
Well, because I have like 4 phones going here, and it's hard to keep track of what's on and what's not on. So,
also, why does Butch sound like he works from the sea?
Because I'm a pirate.
Okay. Well, always a good time when Butch calls in. Anyway.
I love it when Butch...
Sorry, I do that when I'm crashing and burning. I go, anyway. Don't you like my smooth transitions? They're almost as smooth as the peanut butter between my toes. Shuby, did you get jam or not? What the fuck? I told you to get jam. You said we already have 72 ounces of jam. I need buckets of it!
This is what he does. He's always mad. Always, always mad.
Yeah.
I don't like that version of Butch. It's not a good iteration.
Iteration.
We'll just wait till the next one.
No. It'll be interesting. I can't wait.
Can't wait.
You know, the fun really... They're in a show now. So they're not checking shit. cool. But tomorrow morning, I guarantee you there'll be a response. And I'll share it.
You have to show the video. Oh, it's so bad.
I will. We'll have to go. You know, I want to make this kind of a nice, tighter package. So we'll probably wrap up here. And then we'll do like a bonus show where we show. Because I have stuff you haven't even seen, Moody.
Yeah.
I found some video on my iPhone that's pretty insane.
It's the first time I've seen those text messages and how the one where he's telling you to sleep and then wake up, that's nuts.
Whoa. The most frantic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Sleep, wake up.
And then like play dead, pretty much play dead, don't answer your phone, turn your phone off. Like if anybody asks, you're asleep.
Yeah, well, between us, now, your MIA
to
is
to the
just
other owner,
so
to strange. The guy who pays, I'm a guy who misses radio. Can't perform at shows. You know, fuck that.
Fuck that shit, friend. Just 'cause that's what I am. Friend. Fuck that. Now I'm a guy who misses radio.
If you thought that was bad, to be labeled as a guy who misses radio, how must you feel today?
I'm not going to be labeled as a guy who misses radio. Fuck that shit.
Patrick, I just labeled you as everything I could possibly think of as the worst.
Fuck that, too. But I'm not going to say that publicly. But fuck, I'm not a guy who's late for radio.
And are we friends still? It's insane. It's insane. To just act that way. For no reason. For no reason. Just say, I don't think he's going to pay you, man. I don't think he's going to pay you.
Just come clean.
Yeah, when he started talking, when they keep talking about checks,
when you don't
mailing them out,
and when you don't answer, it's fucking over.
Yeah, fucking over. Annihilation.
But I'm telling you, like, they don't, like, their website is like a Wix page. Like, they don't understand social media and, like, the ramifications.
It doesn't even look right to wear a suit inside this studio apartment. Like, his apartment is too shitty to wear a suit in. You should change on the way. It looks off wearing a suit. He makes fun of Keith and the girl for just sticking up foam all shitty. Look at this. Does he think this looks good as a set? This giant black square crooked piece of foam. I mean, this is a true retard, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm the retard. Sitting there with a picture frame of me, goddammit. I'm going to Edinburgh. Fuck these guys.
So they don't understand what, like, a bunch of fucking bored weirdos can do?
Fucking weirdos.
That I have a following of weird fucking people that will come up with weird shit, like thousands of... free coupons almost for drinks.
What do they think, that I don't have a weird following of weird people that are gonna come up with thousands of cards? Fuck.
Wow. Guys, if you're just tuning in, we are mocking Patrick Melton, the once host of a show called Nobody Likes Onions. 3 days ago, Nobody Likes Onions actually stopped. Their last show was actually today. And Patrick actually handed over all the rights to the show. So right now what we're doing is kind of a smooth transition. We still have a lot of his listeners. So I had to kind of impersonate Patrick for a while to get them in the swing of things. And then slowly merge back into my voice to transfer over all the new fans. So if you're just tuning in, that's why I'm doing this. So I'm actually acting like Patrick Melton to make them comfortable. So
for the remainder of the show, I don't have to fucking explain myself to anybody. Donate all your money to, I'm going to go to Scotland and I'm going to be performing in the Renaissance Festival. With, just forget it. Just forget it.
Yeah, they're very strange.
Yeah.
Odd individuals. And there's still, like, stories from the week that I need to tell.
Yeah.
That are, like, just tangential, very odd, weird moments about
the
show.
I printed out almost all of Fark.com. I have thousands of topics. I'm not going to dress Mike when I go to the weird section of Yahoo News. Odd stories. Print them all out.
Oh, I had a lot of, like, weird encounters with the bartender about drinks. You know, most of the staff was great. There's, like, a sound bar, sound guy named Larry. There's, like, a video guy named Dave.
There's a
bartender named Rosie. All those guys are nice and friendly and professional. But Butch is running around the club. You know,
Yeah. So
Butch is running around the club, like, talking to people in the showroom during the show, when a normal fucking comedy club would be policing the room, going, "Please stop talking."
Yeah. Any other comedy club is walking around going, "Excuse me, please stop talking. Please stop." This guy was just fucking doing something else. I mean, we're taking the club. I'm going to be the owner of this club. Okay. Shuby, will you make sure my bedroom doesn't have any boxes in it or mops?
But, Patrick, your room is our storage closet where we keep all the mops and brooms.
I know, but can I just sleep tonight without the mop? Because I just can't.
You know, Butch is shouting out and heckling me as well. We have video of it all.
The only time I heard someone tell someone else to stop talking during the video is when one comic was speaking back to Butch while he's on stage, and he was laying into him, and the waitress just says, shh, just calm down.
We're almost done.
It's quiet.
Yeah, the waitress, like, I'm telling you so many times, like, Butch would be screaming out for the waitress to do shit. And like embarrassing shit. Like, go up to him and take his drink away. Take his drink away, Rosie. No, he doesn't deserve a drink. Rosie, I'm not going to continue the show until you go over there and take his drink away. And she's trying to help. Like, it's one waitress for the whole room. And even though there's only 20 people there, that's a lot of fucking tabs and people snapping for drinks. And now she's got to go do this thing or the show doesn't continue. There's a lot of really odd stories. I'm telling
and
you.
And he goes from, like, stuff. 0 to 100. So, like, he's flips. Going to be.
He's he dead. Found out James texted or messaged on Facebook another dude who works at the club and just asked about money. He found that out, and he lost his mind. He's like, don't talk to anyone else about this. Don't message anyone else about this. He sent James a thing that says, don't ever threaten me again. I know a lot of people in comedy, and I know a lot of people in this town. I've got all these screenshots of this dude's messages. They're on an Android.
I got it all. Control-Command-4. I got it all. I printed them out. They're on an Android phone. I put copies on a USB drive. I mailed it to Shuby's parents. I have screenshots of all of it. Screenshots of their Yelp. I have screenshots of, let's just say I got this covered.
And I have to block out Butch's number in like every shot so I can't throw him up this exact second. But I've got all these screenshots from him, and they're just the same weird cyclical, like, hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll get this squared away. I'm talking to Kobe tonight. I'll call you tomorrow. And then the next day, he doesn't hear. So he just goes, hey, I didn't hear from you yesterday. Did you find out about the check? And he just goes, I don't deal with money. Got to talk to Kobe about money. It's like, yeah. You're not.
Yeah, it's just because I gave him the check. And then it's like, he told me the check. And then I turned it in. He's like, do you have the check? And I'm like, you're not. This is not happening. And I'm like, do you even have the check? And he's like, I have the check. And then I never got a check in the mail. So I got the stuff from the Borgata. I came one day.
Patrick, that's not how men talk. You're a woman. You're a giant. I think this is an obese lesbian woman. I really do. With a short haircut. And again, that's not a beard. He fell asleep in a pasta. That's sauce. This is the stuff I hate of him. Somebody said, just tuned in and this is fucking gold. You missed a hell of a show.
I'm not doing this.
Fucking with it. You're not paying
get
attention
with it. You to out it. Of it.
It's insane. So I don't know.
I don't know.
So I don't know how.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know.
I don't know how to get these guys to pay attention.
Well, this will do it.
We have some other things in the works that we can't talk about yet, but we'll be able to in the next. Yeah. Probably exactly. Day. I think once you find out that when you Google Kobe Fryer or Butch Bradley or
dorks,
Atlantic City comedy, Atlantic City.
Yeah. These dorks,
and we just take it to the truth about Atlantic City comedy.
Okay.
This club doesn't pay their fucking
dorks
comedians. I got nothing to do. You know, I might move to Atlantic City and. Just camp out for a month. Hotels are real cheap down there. The whole city's
dead.
Yeah,
that's where you're going to need to live, on a campground. You got it.
I might have to move to Atlantic City and live on a campground. To protest them. That's why I'll be in the campground if you see me there.
Patrick, sounds a lot like you're going to be homeless soon. Is there something you want to tell us?
No, I'm going to protest. I'm not camping in Atlantic City because I've been kicked out of my home. I don't know where people are getting this. I'm camping out there to show Butch Bradley that I'm not going to take this. Dorks.
You going to picket the comedy club?
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to picket them.
We got James Skyping in a minute. He's the other comic.
Once he Skypes cool. in, it's
well,
over.
I can lead you to it, and you can get on with James.
Yeah, let's figure out a digestible way. What? How do you think that video, what's the best way to kind of release that
I thought
that
you
video?
Had a plan, buddy. I thought you had this all worked out via your spreadsheets and your screenshots, which I don't know who you think you're talking to, if you think you're talking to four-year-olds, where you could just throw around the term spreadsheets, and we're like... Sounds like he's got it figured out. I don't know what spreadsheets are. They sound complex. No.
just every time he's telling us that he's got something under control, he's like,
I've got spreadsheets. These spreadsheets also have photocopies of them. And yes, I got colored tabs to separate them.
And he thinks we're going to be like, fuck, I don't know. I don't know what spreadsheets are, but I believe them. What do you have spreadsheets of? I mean,
in just the chunks they're in? Or with more context?
There's... No, I think the best thing to do would be to sort of clip it a bit and then release it on, like, Reddit Cringe or something.
You want to put it on Reddit Cringe because you think it'll go viral?
I think it would go viral.
What do you think so cringy about it, though?
It's just no, he meant this. Let's put this on Reddit. He thought he was going to put this on Reddit Cringe and people would be like, Butch Bradley owes him $800? That's insane. Share this with all your friends. I got to email this to Sandra. No, they were going to see you and be like, fat man talks in gravelly voice while wearing old suit. That's what the title of this video should be. Fat human Cartman man wears old suit and thinks business cards will get back club.
I'm not taking this. I have a very successful show. I have 60 Bitcoin.
I'm Bitcoin rich.
Dorks.
Like a guy trying to get control of a comedy club that's drunk.
Yeah, but he does it in just the worst. Like, he does it in a really threatening way.
You're talking about the pre before I go up?
Sorry?
The video of me before I go up on Friday night?
Yeah, the one just before he introduces you. That's the crazy one.
Yeah, I put that video of my setup there, which I already think is cringe enough.
Yeah,
you got
that,
it.
That one's quite cringy too. But when you put the other one before
it, what do you mean it was cringe? Wait, I said my set was cringe, but what do you mean it's cringy? He was like, I put my setup there, which was cringe enough.
And then Moody was like, yes, it was very cringe, actually. It was one of the most cringy things I've seen. And he's like,
okay, slow down. Wasn't very cringe. I put it on myself. I saw it. Countdown.
These are all faggots. Everyone you're watching here besides me is a faggot tonight. I might even be a faggot for this, but it was worth it. I didn't realize how great of an actor I am. I might have to try out for some sketch shows this year. I might have to start my own sketch show called Patrick Melton, where I wheel...
Hold on, I'm going to use the handicap stall.
I got myself a wheelchair because of Butch Bradley. Hold on, I'm wheeling myself in. There's a Laffy Taffy stuck under one wheel, so this thing's not going as smooth as I planned.
Patrick, you use a wheelchair now to get around?
Yeah. I'm not gonna walk!
That's how he acts. He is like a real, real angry nerd.
Put it all into perspective.
Yeah, I get it. If you were to watch it all together, it doesn't matter.
Like, the blame goes from it being just a shitty room to having a really shitty MC bring down the room.
Somebody wrote, I like how this chat is still, you know, it was so funny. We were watching Nobody Likes Onions today live. For those of you who missed it, Patrick Melton was like teary, just like this. He was like so off his game and he just sped through topics, did not address us once. And the whole chat was one after another just saying the worst stuff. And this one reminded me of it. He says, somebody just writes, after 8 hours of being in here today, this guy still is continuing to write stuff like this. Morbidly obese leech. I mean, they have not stopped. The chat has kept going with, we're just saying every mean thing we can about him. All day, 8 hours straight.
Okay, they're calling me a leech. Yeah, I get it. I'm fat.
Send in your sevens. That's him.
Point.
All right. Moody. Well, thanks for your help, and I'll get with you on a couple other things, hopefully, that we're working on.
All right, see you later.
Because we're going to actually, you know. I feel bad because these comics in Atlantic City, a lot of these newer comics and open mic comics have nowhere to go perform. This is one of the only stages that gives them time. The reason they give them time is because they pretty much don't hire opening acts, and they just put up these open mic or comics. So they're going to probably be like, oh, Patrick's our enemy now, enemy comic. Well, one day when you're a real comedian and you get paid paychecks, you'd be pretty pissed off to work for a club that doesn't pay.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
What you think I'm fucking mad about. Oh, there he goes. God damn it. Another edit. Up on him when I was trying to hang up on somebody else.
God damn it.
Just at the nick of time, because I was ready to go. You guys watch The Nick? The Nick and The Man in the High Castle. Two things I recommend.
And you know, for shows. You know, if I recommend it, it's Top Quality.
Show Minute.
Three.
Hey, sorry about that.
Hey, everybody. It's James Heskey. This is a comic. We've actually never spoken. This is the first time.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Sorry. Like, everything that could go wrong went wrong and just kept, like, it just kept being.
No worries.
It was just going to be another minute.
I understand the importance of keeping Skype up to date.
And
system function. I've kind of gone through everything here. I've kind of revealed evidence that we plan on doing this big SEO pronged attack. We're going to take over all their hits.
Some people attack other people by calling them a faggot for 3 days straight and getting all their fans to turn. I do CEO work. SEO, I'm sorry. I've been up for a very long time with a very, very talented team of people. Some people just put a pillow in their shirt and mock people for hours, not me. I get on my Dreamweaver application and I start doing SEO. I start metadataing. One day, people will see it. We're having a marathon show tomorrow, the next day following that, and then a fundraiser the next day, and then I'm going to be begging for money the next day. Buy me food, send in your sevens, marathon shows.
For Atlantic City comedy clubs, Kobe Fryer, Butch Bradley. We've purchased 9 domains, everything from Butch Better Have My Money to KobeFryer.com. Yeah.
And, we went there.
We got them all. ACComedy.com, StandUpAC.com, ACStandUp.com, ACHideaway.com, HideawayComedy.com.
I bought all these domains. Well,
and this is also, I mean, this is just like the perfect...
I spent more in domains than I'm owed.
Just has, they have no idea what they're doing at all. If like comedy club AC or AC comedy or Hideaway isn't taken already. Like they're just, no, they have no idea
what they're doing. Remember, this was Hideaway. They have HideawayAC.com because... we got your video now. Sweet.
Sweet.
Oh, man.
You're coming in so clear.
Anybody else?
Honk their tits. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
in fart.
I'm beautiful.
Yeah. But
oh,
you worked there.
There he is, James Heskey. Heavy Heskey. He's Heavy Heskey. He knows something's up with Melton, but he can't put his finger on it because Melton's told him he has 60,000 fans. So he's like, well, I'll give him a chance. I'll give him a chance. I'll give him a chance. When Heskey knows you're up to no good, you're really in trouble. When a guy like this doesn't like you, you're really in trouble. When two fat men do a stupid-ass show, you're really in trouble. When you live inside with a dumbass hoe, you're really in trouble. When your fucking friend is 22 and he's made out of brown skin, should you really be living with him? Should you really be living with him?
I don't have to explain myself to anyone. I've told you this a million times.
After me, so I'm even further along down the road than you, but you were actually texting with Butch as late as today, and he said you threatened him.
You threatened him. We have another meme. Look at this meme somebody just sent me of Patrick Melton.
I do SEO all day.
This is Patrick Melton. This is him. This really looks like him. Holy shit. I do SEO all day. Is this already a meme? Holy fuck. I mean, the amount of memes. I've never been gifted. This is like a birthday for me.
This is really something, guys. Thank you so much for this. I knew he sucked.
I don't suck. I don't. I just don't. And I'm not going to take it.
Okay, so what are you going to do to Mike?
I haven't figured that out. And I don't owe an explanation to anyone. I have an engagement. Me and Stephanie Burns are going to another Broadway play. I don't know why I keep showing up to these things.
Patrick is a loser. More memes than view counts. It's true. When more people have memed you in 2 days than you've gotten views all month on YouTube, you can't call people you dorks. He made a shirt calling YouTubers dorks. Meanwhile, he's on YouTube, can't even get to 266 views on a three-month-old video. And have you seen his fucking tits? Sorry. Where I come from, you have giant fucking mammaries. You're a dork.
By threatening, I just said, please pay me by Tuesday, or else I'm just going to assume you're not paying me. Like, and then I'll proceed. I said, like, I'll proceed as though you weren't paying me. Because at this point, I'm tired of chasing him. I'm like, either pay me or don't pay me, and then I'll figure out what actions to take. But I'm not sending you a text message every other day saying, hey, where's my money? Like, I'm done with that. Like, where, it's just,
what's the vibe? Yeah. I mean,
let me introduce you to a guy. One of my good friends, James Heskey, who has a giant mole in the middle of his two eyes. What's wrong with that? He wears shirts from garage sales. Stop making fun of him. He's trustworthy. He has a giant mole between his eyes.
When you were working there, did you get a vibe that you weren't going to get paid? Or?
Yeah, I was worried on Friday when Ron took the headliner back to like do paperwork and said he didn't need me to go back. He didn't like, he acted like he didn't know I was going to be getting paid. And I was like, oh, this is, that's not good. And then Saturday,
yeah, because Butch told me the same thing. He's like, if you want to bring a feature act, we pay 200, I think.
We'll make this like, this like is 50 him
a
talking.
Show is what it comes out to.
Yeah, I just feel like it was like a 12-minute spot. It's not like I was doing a lot of time.
Literally like enough to go.
Look, it's like him and Patrick are Skyping now.
Yeah, I stayed at the Super 8 on the corner of murder and death.
A lot of bragging,
Yeah, there was a lot of, I was the least sad person in that hotel.
But yeah, it just, I mean, you, what's funny is, and you haven't seen my text yet, but you're getting the same kind of thing where he's like,
I haven't even seen my text.
You're so right. I'm so sorry this happened.
I have an Android phone. I have an iPhone. I went to New Jersey to get the new iPhone. Yeah. I'm rich.
Happened. I'm a big fan of you. And so, you know, he said to you at one time, he was money. Pissed that this happened to you. And then the next day you're like, hey, you said you were going to tell me what was up today. And then literally he'll just go, you got to talk to Kobe. I don't know anything about money. It's like, we're just going in circles.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not chasing you around. Like, this is, it seems, if he's doing this to me and you, he's doing this to other people and with other things.
Well,
like,
maybe not yet. Maybe they're just starting to get behind, but you know.
But I mean, this isn't, there's no way we're the only one. I mean, maybe it's not even comedians. Maybe fucking electricity. Okay. Can I swear on your show?
Oh, no. We're going to have to probably call the censors about that.
Oh, sorry about that.
Fuck.
Damn it.
See, that's how I show you that you can. Right. Anyway. I mean, this is the farthest thing from professional ever, so don't worry about profanity. I just think that... if they're just starting to get behind now, Butch doesn't know about it or thinks everything's okay, or is just completely like, I gotta just try to keep this thing afloat for as long as possible before everyone knows it's sinking.
I mean,
we're just entering winter. It's just starting the down season. This can't be good.
This isn't good for business.
I mean, did you talk about like the way he takes advantage of the local comics there?
Yeah, that he's just pretty much using them for free openers.
Yeah, free openers and
you said that some of them have had trouble getting paid too without naming any names or anything.
Yeah. But yeah, people were saying they were having trouble getting paid, and when they would finally get paid, it wouldn't be what had originally been agreed upon.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I think Butch makes promises to people without consulting Kobe, and then when the number comes in, Kobe's shocked. I experienced this. I had to bring them both in the same room and get them on the same page because yeah. I was being fucking played from both sides. Like, I'm not an idiot. I understand yeah. that most of the people you deal with are fucking morons or either just don't say anything. But, like, you know...
like, and that's what he would, in all, a lot of the texts to me, he'd be like, look, I've been doing this for a long time. I know what I'm doing.
He said he's well-respected. He's doing this for a long time. Don't threaten him again. I have video of him saying he runs Atlantic City.
Ooh, you run Atlantic City comedy? That's fantastic. That's, you know, you're the king of all seven comedians there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I never heard of him, nor do I know anybody who has heard of him.
I mean, you've kind of given up on getting your money, and yours is nowhere near what I'm owed, but...
Yeah.
I mean, if... are you... You're not going to text him anymore.
No, I'm done.
I stopped texting him Tuesday. Yeah. But I have a feeling I'll wake up to some texts.
Yeah, I'm giving him until Tuesday before I take any decide, you know, what actual, if I'm going to take.
Yeah, when I saw this video, I was like, oh, this is all Melton's got? Ooh, I'm so scared. I shouldn't make fun of Melton. He might put on a suit and tie and say, and draw a caricature of me. RedBoarRadio.net. People are going to go to this. They're going to see a caricature of Mike Keys through. You, sir, are a giant fool. And for this whole month, I'm going to be wearing this on every show, and I'm going to open my show with your stupid fucking grunge music. Can we get Melton's theme song for me? I want to do, at the end of this episode, I want to try to do a mini Nobody Likes Onions show with all his music. If somebody did this to me, by the time they got to hour number two, I would be on a plane to go beat them up. The fact that Melton has let me just shit all over him. I mean, come on, Melton. Who wouldn't put a stop to this? This is over the line, what I've done.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. Does it seem like something I wouldn't respond to?
When are you going to respond? A month from now? You are the fattest fuck. We have his theme. Let me hear it. Let's try it. Did I miss it?
Everybody, it's me, Patrick.
We have a hell of a show today. Sorry, I can't do it right now. I'll do it later. I'm blowing it. let's see what we got. Oh, here's him naked. Okay, let's go back to this. Let's finish this up. We're watching Patrick lie about something in a suit. The title of this video is Fat, Greasy, Pimple Guy Lies in Suit.
I mean, like I said, I have nothing to do. I'm kind of a loser, so I will get on a bus and go down there.
I'll get
and
on a bus.
Go to small claims court.
I'm going to go to small claims court. For the money. Court. Yeah, for the money. I'm going to get on a bus. I have no one to drive me. Get on a bus. Go to small.
He's been saying, I'm going to go to small claims court since I was 7 years old. He's never gone to small claims court. He's been saying that today, that he's going next week. Every week it's,
next week I'm going. Don't think that I won't.
Patrick, you're not going to small claims court. Unless it's to sue me, but this should be, this is a big claim.
I'm going.
Never went to small claims court. It's like, imagine him walking in. Hey, small claims court. Yeah, hey, it's me, Patrick Melton. He's the fucking thing. That's what he acts like in public, too. When he like first walks into like a party, this is him. And you're like, hey, Patrick, what's up? He's like, chill. What the fuck are you doing? What is this guy doing? What's that guy looking at? This is the party? place fucking sucks. And that's what he does. I'm not kidding, because he's so uncomfortable, so he's got to be mean to everyone. Everyone knows it's true.
Yeah. For just over a grand of money that you could have just paid, saved all this, and I begged you, and I told you I need some urgency.
I told you.
You just laughed and laughed and posted pictures of you at brunch.
Yep.
What that's crazy is he'll do this, and then he'll get upset if you talk about this to anyone else. He was upset
right,
when he contacted
right.
Ron.
In that cup is pure cooking oil, heated to 295 degrees. He uses a sous vide wand to keep it going.
By the way, while it's annoying as fuck to see you advertising new shows and telling people to come out and spending time on that and not settling your obligations that already exist.
Not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he just came out and said, I screwed up. I promised you something. I without checking with Kobe, I would have been willing to possibly even work something out. Like, just cover my hotel.
Can somebody please get me a pair of Sennheisers for my Melton impression? I want to get my Melton impression down so bad. We got to get a triple XL sweatshirt from 1997 in military green with a peach imprint of like a grunged out, distorted eagle. And then go to Kohl's, get me some Lee pipes. Size 58 waist. And then what else do we need? Get me some shitty drugstore librarian glasses. The Sennheisers, of course. Get me the hair of a dead rat to put down on a paper plate so I could cover my face in glue and then dunk it in to get the beard. Let's see what else. Some egg crate that I could stick on behind me like an animal. The Nobody Likes Onions mic flag. We could recreate this shot. I literally could do that, not here, but I could make a corner of this room this shot. It's very easy. You could cheat the shot too by going in, and I could start doing weekly clips where we label them Nobody Likes Onions. And then I do this Melton impression where I go, oh, these comedy clubs, they owe me money. I'm not doing it. And then it just ends. Yeah, the Sennheisers are only $19.95. Guys, if you've liked today's programming, which all I hear is, holy shit, this is the best thing I've ever seen. If you've liked the war, consider donating $5, just $5 to Red Bar Radio today. You can do so by going to redbarradio.net/donate. We've loved the outpour of, you know, people donating and saying they want more. But this also has been a lot of work that now I'm starting to feel like I should be paid for. I've done a very good job. So it would be nice to see, you know, some sort of response in money. It also hurts Patrick. He gets very jealous when other people are getting donated to.
That money should be mine. Have you seen my wish list? It's all cheese slicers.
Let's go to his wish list and just see what this animal wants. NobodyLikesOnions.com/wish. Holy fuck. Patrick Melton's wish list.
The first thing I want is Nike Air Force Ones in maroon. The second thing I need is a Toshiba 5 terabyte SATA 6 gigabytes 7200 RPM internal hard drive. I also need AMC theater cards, gift cards for movies, as I like popcorn. I have drones. I need a refurbished 27-inch Mac. I'm going to need a DuoBook RAID drive. I have footage.
That's it. That's all he's got. Pretty shitty list. Looks like the list of a nerd. AMC movie theater gift cards, a drone, a router, an external hard drive,
and a refurbished iMac and a pair of Nikes. Sounds like this guy is starting a new show.
I need this stuff to start my new show. It's going to be filmed by a drone because I've gotten to a size where you need to be in the air aerially to film me. The only way we can get a full medium shot of me is using a drone. It's for the show.
Yeah, that's why he needs this shit. Who the fuck would be like, guys, I really would like you to buy me a $2,000 iMac, but I'm going to meet you in the middle. I'll do the refurbished one. Oh, how much less is it? $200. But it's still $2,100, right? Yes, but it's refurbished, so I'm being reasonable.
Huh. I don't need the new one.
Redbarradio.net/donate. If you like this kind of stuff, going to war with a person like Patrick Melton is something nobody else would have done. Remember that. Remember the type of entertainment you're getting here today for free, that you got yesterday for free, that you got the day before. He can't provide it. We've seen. We've seen what the suited, breasted wonder provides for you. If he could get money, I sure deserve a couple shekels.
They're giving him money.
All right, let's continue mountain watching. We're watching Fat Man in Suit with Glare on Lens. Cry.
Something like that. Just so I'm not eating money going down there.
That's it. That's the thing. Like I said, I almost had a fucking tab when I left. Yeah. Like, can you imagine some fucking yokel comic paying that tab before they leave? Like, okay, hey, you guys owe me a ton of money, but I'll pay my $30 tab.
Yeah, you guys owe me a lot of money, so I'll pay my $30 tab. That's his funny voice that he traded. Oh, yeah, you guys are telling me I'll pay my $30. He couldn't commit to it. That's my point.
You mail me a check because I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, mail me a check because I'm a fucking idiot. Cool voices, Patrick. They're really funny and in control. You are so fucking out of it. Sorry, Chula.
Yeah, I don't know how to do a good job. That shouldn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. That whole place is, it's some sort of scam that they're running.
They're never going to work either of us again. And you know what? They probably won't even fucking be around next year.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't, even if I get paid next week, which, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. I still would never.
And Shuby dared to say this whole thing is just 80% fat joke. Yeah. If this whole thing is just a fat joke, well, I probably should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the longest running best fat joke ever. Because it's been like three solid days. This is basically Melton Watch, the festival. You guys have gone to an overnight festival, basically.
Yeah, I'm setting up a tent in Atlantic City.
Do you know how to set up a tent?
I've set plenty of tents up before.
When? Your dad died when you were young and you lived with your grandma, who certainly didn't take you camping.
Like I said, I fucking know how to camp. I'm not a fucking idiot. I've been camping.
When?
I don't have to give excuses or time frames to anyone. I've been camping. I know how to set up a tent. I'm not a fucking idiot. Not one of these out of it's.
Yeah, but when have you been camping?
I don't...
You get it.
Recommend anybody work there. Like any other comedians go down there. Because it's like to get paid, you have to beg them over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if it's a small, you know, small club where that's fine, but it's just that this is everything about it was unprofessional and just poorly run and not fun and then not getting any money.
All right, James. Well, thanks for checking in today. And I know you kind of wanted to be here, but I know you live far away and your mom's in town for the holidays. That's got to be fun.
Yeah. Sorry, I've been running around all day with her.
No worries. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
And we'll definitely check back in about this. I don't think it's over.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah,
That's what he calls new guy. Thank you, man. I say man all the time.
Who would like James Heskey? If James Heskey was like, I actually have evidence that they didn't pay me, I go, no, you're going to actually ruin my case. You're like, people are going to see you and go, oh, they didn't pay him either. Okay. Patrick Melton, like, sucks up to James Heskey and thinks that we want James Heskey as a new co-host. Have you lost your marbles?
I don't own marbles.
If I get any updates on this end.
All right, thanks. Guys, thank you very much for tuning into this. A lot to digest. I know I've probably left out a million fucking things because I didn't even go down my detailed list of notes here.
Oh.
But like I said, a lot of these are like side stories that are 20-minute stories that are just kind of crazy.
I want those.
On their own.
I want the bonus footage of this.
That'll probably be sprinkled into the next few shows or bonus shows as well. But that's pretty much it. Those are the facts. There's more of them. There's more details. And there's definitely some reactions coming to some other stuff we're doing. But that's pretty much it. So thank you guys for listening. And stay tuned for the remainder of the story. This has been exhausting.
This has been exhausting. This is 1 hour and 50 minutes of you very slowly telling a story. The only person here exhausted is you because you're very overweight.
This has been exhausting.
To have to do. Do you know what it's like to just compile schemes against people?
Let me tell you his schemes. He did a caricature of the man. They bought some domains. They printed out VistaPrint business cards to mimic the free drink tickets that the club gives out.
Do you know how exhausting it is to come up with schemes?
You, sir, are a fucking fat loser. There's no which way you cut it. You look at the cake from every different angle, and it's a piece of cake that you would eat in secret.
Exhausting. Screenshots and emails?
Screenshotting.
To prove?
That's three fingers.
That you're being a scumbag? That's a no one should ever have to do that. And put up a cartoon of you that's all goofy with weird teeth.
Wow.
As some sort of
he thinks that's nuts.
Backwards threat. Even though it's not a threat. It's already up. Check out the cool cartoon.
He's a chicken.
Drawn by a listener who doesn't want credit for it, you know? Which is fine. I don't know if I'd want credit either.
Yeah. I don't want credit either.
Thank you for listening, guys. This has been tough. We'll keep you posted on all this. I know many of you have already started.
It's like the last broadcast on 9/11.
Sir, yeah. Stay with us, and may God be with you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Engage. But I don't want anybody doing anything crazy here. This is a very professional outfit.
Oh, I see.
And I'm trying to handle this in a professional way. That's why I've worn a suit tonight. Even though I took it off because it did get a little heated, doesn't mean I want the level of professionalism to be lowered.
Wow.
All the reviews you write, professional. Let's not use any derogatory or insulting language. Let's stick to the facts. Let's take the high road. Man in the high road. And
man in the high road. You know, take the high road. People. Man of the high road.
Be a classier show. I think podcasting deserves it. It's about time, okay?
Wow.
We'll see you real soon with more. Thank you.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we just watched a full episode of Nobody Likes Onions, one of his biggest episodes, NLO 1142, Black Saturday, one of the biggest events they've had this year. No joke. 479 views, including many from me. 8 likes, 1 dislike. Let's see what we got here. We got some more pictures of Melton, then I'm going to read you an email from that very comedy club. Give me a second here, folks.
I just gotta open my spreadsheets. Once I open these spreadsheets, people will understand. Just give it a second here. Just give me one sec to get these spreadsheets going.
Sorry, guys, I gotta close all these windows here.
Just give me one second.
Oh, here he is. This is a hippo.
Hold on. Sometimes you have too many windows open,
stuff starts crashing.
Great. Just great. Got a quick Google Chrome. Great. Just fucking great.
Sorry, guys, I got a quick Google Chrome. But then I'm going to read you something, and it's an email from one of the staff members at Butch Bradley's comedy club. He emailed me last night, and the subject line is Patrick and Butch. Ooh, Patrick and Butch. So give me 1 second here. I'm sorry. Just going to restart a couple browsers.
If I had the browser buddy, this wouldn't be a problem. But I don't have the browser buddy. I don't have time.
Give me a sec. I can't see you and I miss you so bad. I got to get this chat room back up. Redbarradio.tv. We're a live show. Okay, give me a sec, guys. And now I'm going to read you. We just watched his big thing claiming this comedy club stiffed him out of all this money. You heard his story in full. Now let's, you son of a bitch. Now let's read the comedy club's side of the story in an email I like to call an email from the comedy club. You ready? Here we go.
I have these all printed.
This is from James. Subject line, Mike and Butch. Been listening in for the first time to your show. A friend sent me a link of your first Melton watch, and I couldn't believe how on point all the things you said were about him. I'm one of the people at Butch Bradley's place in Atlantic City. First of all, the first time I met Melton that week, I thought he was an open micer. Second, he instantly came off as a douche, but I let that go because he was bearable during the rest of the weekend. Third, he was an inconsiderate asshole the entire time. People gave him rides, bought him drinks, including Butch himself, and not once did he thank anyone.
Thank him in the rides.
To clear up why he wasn't paid, he performed the first two shows during that week that he was contracted for. They were bad, but not his fault. That Friday, which were the headline days, there was an audience of six people for the first show. Patrick refused to perform for six people, so those six stayed until the late show, which is why everyone was a little bit more drunk. The last day was the same thing, so he refused to do two of the shows and still wanted to be paid the entire amount. Now, it was a shitty weekend because it was Halloween, and the club has been constantly packed since then. Okay. But his attitude the entire time was bullshit. He lied several times on his show about the comedians being forced to buy Butch drinks and the radio show appearance that no one cared about. All the people in the audience were Butch's friends in the town. The girl that he took the cell phone away from in this video was his cousin, which kind of gives you a feel of the night. What's possibly even funnier is that after the infamous bombing that you saw on YouTube, we'll play that in a sec, I talked to him after, and he said he shouldn't get paid for this and would understand if we didn't pay him. Should he have been paid? Yes. Should he and will he be paid now? No. Sorry for this being long, but I thought this might be useful as you rub his face into the ground. I don't know who to believe here. But I want to go with this guy because I hate Melton. But this guy also sounds like shit. Anyway, all these people are losers, and but it's just funny to see that guy email me there. So, can we get the video of him performing? Because I don't think people have seen him performing. Look at this. New meme.
I've been camping. Yeah, I've been camping.
He's not going to get it. Fucking Melton. So, can we get the video of him doing stand-up? We'll end with that. A little, the video of him that he was... This is his performance from the comedy club. He taped it. And they have the video of it to show what his performances were like. He's one of the worst. So we'll wait for that. But he's been camping. He's been camping. He's got his tent, lantern, fire things. He wants food.
Guys, I'm so tired. We've been mountain watching since 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is when he started. He went on for, what, an hour and a half? I went on immediately after that. It's 2 a.m. now. It's been a lot of hours. I don't even know how I'm going to divide this up. I'm very tired and very hungry. So let me just show you the tail end of Patrick trying to perform for a crowd. Just so you can see, this is the show he demands he should be paid for. Okay.
Now it's all fucking awkward in here, like we all got the tension. Just go. Are you guys good? We're gonna bring it back now to a
go.
I understand, but you're all here again now, though.
Boo! Tell a joke.
Look at him. He's freaking. He wants to. Oh my God! He's going.
I'm not angry. I'm baffled.
They're all making fun of him for being so mad because he can't control the crowd.
Me neither.
They're all laughing at him. Going.
Dolphins have
great.
Now it's even more awkward. Go. Do your bit. Boom. Go.
They're going, go. Do your bit. Go. Next. Look at him. He's about to cry. Oh. Look at they're belittling him on stage. He's just standing there.
Fuck yeah. Halloween,
cool.
Fucking
pumpkins
and shit.
Pumpkins. I didn't need a bunch of hashtags about it.
Hashtag
pumpkin. Hashtag. I was just asking if you were pumped for Halloween. I'm pumped for Halloween. My favorite costume.
Up here it says, this comedy club won't pay me. Read about it at hideawaycomedy.com. It's like, who would pay you for this? This looks like a crowd member went up while the comedian was in the bathroom and was just like, what's up, guys? So the comic's in the bathroom. Don't really know what to say. Is he almost done? Anyway, that's what this looks like. Who would pay $800 for this? He showed up in a fucking vinyl jacket from Costco with the hood sewn into it.
That I've seen this year is gay. It's so hard, Butch. It's so hard.
This is real.
Skip that joke, I guess.
This is real stand-up from Patrick Melton. Somebody says this is the first episode of the new Portlandia.
Well, thank you guys for coming out tonight. I appreciate it.
Come on, man. Come on.
Everybody was a good sport. Everybody was a good sport for the most part. I just can't concentrate. I'm being talked to by 20 people.
Oh, my God.
It's tough. It's a little tough.
Oh, my God.
To, like, not be able to get anything going.
Dude, what the fuck?
Thank you guys very much for coming out. I appreciate it. We have two shows tomorrow night, and they should be good.
Mr. Patrick Melton. I knew you thought you were helping.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Stay there now. And I know you thought you knew exactly.
Holy fuck. All right, I need to take this out. Oh. God. Whoa. That feels so much better. Ooh, God. Real ass diet. So, I think you get the point. Melton's done. He's fucking ruined. And I'm the one who ruined him. This will go down as a historical moment to anyone who's ever heard of NLO. This will be a giant plus for my fucking resume. People will look at me little bit better than they did last week, and that's all we're going to keep doing here. So thank you so much for watching another installment of Proving Everything I Say is Spot On. Please just listen to me the next time without me having to show evidence. It's a lot easier. Somebody says, Mike, what the fuck? I've never heard a pillow break before. Interesting enough, the pillow knocked into something. But I could, that must have been funny to watch a pillow hit and make a loud sound. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for canceling your overdose subscriptions. I'm very tired. I have a lot of footage to figure out how to edit.
It's going to take a very long time.
I hope I've proven to you how much of a fool this man is. We woke up this morning. He had every opportunity to use his show to tell me to stop. He sat there while 189 people, one after the other, for 2 hours, called him every bad name they could think of.
Damn it.
We've taken away his Edinburgh. We've taken away his fans. Let this be a lesson to all future Meltons out there. It does not pay to be a fucking piece of shit, fat, zitted liar. If he didn't have zits, I wouldn't have done this. I have a real problem with guys with acne. Thank you so much for listening today. I really got to get out of here because I'm getting in this weird Melton trance, and this is almost too much. But thank you so much. I had a blast. And I'm blessed. Bye. Wait. Give me 1 second to say goodbye. Because I had something planned that I really just fucked up. Can you give me a chance to say goodbye the right way? Son of a bitch, did that not work? Give me one more chance. Son of a bitch. Never fucking mind. Bye.